Capital 263.
What up, what up, what up?
You guys, banana.
Yeah, no, because y'all are waiting. You all look at me like, yeah, you're going to do the one-eye crazy thing.
Yes.
But anyway. Hi, guys. Hi, Nyasha.
How you doing?
I'm good, good. How you doing?
I'm great.
Is the spot so fabulous as it is?
Oh.
Yeah, Miss Mona.
Hey.
How are you, darling?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So I'm happy you guys are in here, because if I had to digest all what these guys don't get with anybody else, I'll lose my mind. I'll lose my mind. Like,
we got you.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. There are other questions where I'm like,
maybe I shouldn't answer, you know?
No, not even obvious. Like, maybe I shouldn't answer.
Why not?
Because if I answer, mm-hmm, I might be single.
I think he's learned to love you with your craziness and all, so
yeah,
there's no fear.
Base, bougiest, and bestest.
Exactly.
Okay, so basically, we sent out an SOS, so anyone who had any issues with the female race had to send a voice note, and thank you so much for the overwhelming response, but we had to split your questions into different categories. We have relationship drama questions, we have silly baby behavior, holler, and we have before a relationship. So basically we've split them into those three categories, and we're just going to go through them and try to get through as many as we can, because it seems like no one gets us in the first place.
Yeah, but to be fair, I feel like sometimes we don't get us, so it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
so here's a disclaimer before we start the show. No woman is the same as the woman next door.
That's
I know true. There's Sorry. Other questions where you're like, why do women do this? And there's that one random chick who's cuckoo and psycho. We're going to call them out on their psycho behavior, okay? And if you want to send them our podcast and tell them these girls called you psycho,
cuckoo,
and they can tag me. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to say it again.
Don't say, don't tag me. I didn't say that.
I said it.
Not my writing.
I said it.
All right, let's kick it.
This is the Geotechnocrat, and you're listening to 909 and the other guys. Salam alaikum.
Okay, maybe I'll start it off.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so not quite a voice note. We got this message somewhere in Harare. Okay, it was sent at night. So it says right now somewhere in Harare, in a Harare nightclub, there's a group of girls who dressed up, put on their best clothes, and went to a club. Mm-hmm. They're now on their phones playing Candy Crush, waiting for a random dude to buy them drinks because they are broke.
So what does he not understand there?
Why did you even go out?
They are broke.
We're broke. We want you to buy us something.
No, but why are you even going out in the first place?
Because we want the life. I mean, there's this perception of socialization that happens in the clubs and everything.
Yeah.
When I used to go out with my friends,
mm-hmm,
honestly, I don't want to spend my money on club money. So I'll get in there and buy my first drink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kiss it like a...
You're going to nurse that drink?
No, I wouldn't have to nurse it too hard,
mm-hmm,
because, gee, your girl's got a pretty face, right? Somebody don't say hi. But there'll be times when, firstly, you go to the wrong bar.
Yeah.
Or to a space where nobody knows you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or the drinks are bloody too damn expensive. Like,
ain't nobody trying to buy you nothing.
See? So, yeah. But why do girls go out? We like this whole feeling of independent women going out, but we actually are not technically independent.
There we go.
And even if we were independent, drinks are not an expense that one should spend on for independence.
Especially when guys are so happy to do it for us in the first place.
Hello,
like even when you're not nursing your phone and you're just there, just even dancing, someone just randomly come up and be like, "What you drinking, baby?"
So yeah, but here's my thing though: aren't you raising a guy's expectations by expecting him to?
Sorry, Nyasha, are you a girl or a boy?
I'm a girl, but I'm trying. No, listen, I'm trying to be a guy.
Why?
Why?
So that they understand y'all.
You
listen,
know what? Let's just agree. Guys like buying women drinks.
Okay.
This has been the social structure. We like drinking drinks.
For fun.
I am not going to spend money in a bar. I never have,
mm-hmm,
and I never will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thanks to Bay. You know?
Wabo.
Sadly, I didn't find it in a bar. So, yeah, you know.
Okay, fine.
So
next
basically,
question.
Yeah.
And others are just looking for a bay, guys. You know,
and
so Bae's gonna buy you a drink. So first of all, your first impression is that you a broke ass nigga chick.
No, but then somebody who's a bae is somebody who can buy your drink. Ooh,
I'm going to take you home with me.
You want to take me home with you? Listen, yeah. We're going to take too long on this. Let's go to the next question.
Basically, you guys like buying drinks. We like drinking drinks. It's the status quo. So just roll with it.
Okay. Funny enough, you said that you're unapproachable. My question is very simple. Why is it that women play hard to get? So why is it that they try and appear as intimidating and as unapproachable as possible, and yet they actually want to be approached? What is the science and the sense behind that? That's my question to you.
I'm going to say nothing good ever came easy.
I've never been that girl. I'm sorry. Like, I've never been that girl who's like, yeah. So, I just think it's hectic. I just think, I like you. Let's get on with the program. If I don't, fuck off.
Okay. Joe. Personally, it depends on which space I'm in.
Okay.
So, you know how there are guys who just mack on people just for the fun of it? I'm not going to just take everybody who's coming through seriously. Like, because, you know, there are some people be like, oh, what's up, mommy? And you're like, oh, hey. And then it's like, ah, boo. And then dude just disappeared. So, yeah, I'm going to give you my best Iron Lady face.
If you want to.
If you're serious, you're going to stick around and be like, so dude is actually, you're serious.
So, we don't understand why varume vari mapenze ungo nyenga just for the fun of it.
And the singa nyenge ari hori or something like that.
Singa nyepe ari nyenge.
I'm Debele and I know that statement.
Listen, my point is it could work either way. Okay. So kana asinga kwanise kunyenga kwa she's practicing his skills, honing his
on me. No, please, no.
So guys, just know that you had I'll go with Nyasha. Nothing good ever comes easy.
Yeah,
like just work for it.
How are you just going to walk into a bank and just grab some money? Of course, you're going to first like some cameras and stuff. Like,
on the cameras.
All right.
Next one. DJ.
And then.
Why you say you come and see a nigga, but you don't?
Because I don't like the damn nigga.
Because you stupid. You believing that I'm coming.
No shame.
No, life girls. Will move the world for the nigga that they really smack.
That's damn straight.
So, if I don't love you, if I don't smack you, if I don't fuck with you, and I say I'm coming, it's because you've been nagging me as fuck. Stop nagging.
Dude, I had once upon a time, nigga didn't even have to ask me to come, okay?
Yeah,
I just woke up
at your house because I like you, innit? You like, I'm just gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm buying your wine, by the way. I'm gonna buy wine. I'm like, yo, nigga, wanna drink? I'm gonna buy you wine glasses too, because I know your husband got wine glasses.
So if you see that, she's like, oh, we are, and I'm like, okay, I'm coming. It's like, you nagging. I don't want to come. Anybody want to talk to you? Okay, if I really want, I'm gonna show up. You ain't even gonna ask twice, bruh. Like, Nyasha? Nicki Minaj says, you know, say hey, and I'm like, okay, let's go next week.
Yeah. No, oh, Nyasha.
No, I got nothing. Y'all's is finished. Oh, come on.
Question one. Why vakadzi vachida kunyengererwa too much?
Koyo say uchida kuombererwa too much.
What?
Yeah, like men like their ego stroked. It's not rocket science.
No, but what's
this
the
is a women
you
thing.
Used?
Kuomberewa.
Kuomberewa.
Oh.
And not only egos. Ah, hallelujah.
No, but. and every other thing that needs to be stroked, right?
Oh, aye.
So I don't know. I think it's a societal standard, right? Mm. Kuti, because I stroke your ego, I probably stroke other things.
Exactly.
Besides, what does it hurt? It's just a few.
And also, personal kudaroka, I feel like we like. Well, personally, I like feeling needed. Sakando nyengerero. You know what I mean? Like,
but you know what I think this question about nyengerero meant. Mm-hmm. You know when you're in a relationship and you have established that you're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
then somebody has to ask for snoo. Like, why are we in this position?
Oh, like, can you get it?
I want some. Like, you know? Like, but if it's that case, girl, come on.
She needs to get her act in order.
If it's the kunyengererwa of the thingy of with the goes papa, then don't. Guys, let's not put each other like, but we like an MOU, you know? That you're my girl, you are my man, and this is what we do. Then this basically next VN, guys.
Yeah, guys must know, women, we understand that guys love sex. We know it. We just know.
Wazonzo, not all men like sex. I was going to say,
I don't understand everything about women. So you have to explain everything.
Try men. Sorry, you can't be helped.
Try men.
Grow the fuck up.
Try men.
Can I just expurgate?
Go ahead.
Every human being is complex. Human beings are just complex. It's either you're not paying attention or you're just dumb as fuck. Nobody understands you equally. You're probably that socially awkward person, or you are just lazy and you thought you still wanted to ask a question. But
try men.
No, but then I also feel like...
We're not anti-homo... Yeah,
I think I know it. You're a technocrat on Twitter.
Wait, but why did you take it off?
Anyway, it's fine. I was still saying, you know what? Guy, grow up. This guy must grow up. I'm sorry. If you don't understand absolutely everything about women, so you don't know your mama even.
No, you know what the thing is? I feel like maybe he's met too many different kinds of people. So now he's just confused.
Life is so simple. Men look for women that are like their moms. So if you don't understand your mom, like, what have you been doing all your life?
That worries me. Maybe ain't got no mama.
Okay, I'll take it back.
But he surely has like a mother figure of some sort.
Tete, something. Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. Alright, anyway, next one.
I don't know.
My name is Pamire, and I just want to understand why women are so perfect.
First of all, Pam.
Do you imagine when we're singing to each other now if I want to hear my voice?
5 hours.
Why are women perfect? I think because God did us second. So, you know, he fixed the mistakes on the first model.
Hey, I endorse that message.
I mean, guys, there's no human being that's perfect to video, but you've just met someone who's got an OCD. My husband calls it anal recesses.
That's all. That's it for this segment. I think we can jump to the next one.
Yeah, yes, please, because I'm now.
So as someone who's not in a relationship, I'm going to attempt to describe what I think the next segment is about. We call this silly bae behavior. So silly bae, I assume these men have met, you know, them psychos who are like just very extra and just, you know, don't know how to handle themselves and just...
Before I take myself out of the psycho crew, let's hear the question. It's very possible that I might be labeled psycho.
So I hope, I don't know, I haven't fully gone through the list. I'm actually going to be as surprised as everybody else. Let's go through the questions.
Yeah, I am. The thing, silly baby.
Silly baby. Oh, Zwabo.
Okay. No, that's cute.
That's cute, baby. That's cute.
Okay, so next, first question is...
They often say one thing when they mean another.
Ugh, this is so huge, bruh.
Firstly, you might be dating a psycho.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you guys don't have a really good communication like
that
relationship.
That one makes more sense.
Because, zero. In any, I say the thing that I am thinking at that moment.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like, okay, maybe this also depends on what stage in the relationship you're at. Because in the beginning, you know, trying to spay each other's feelings.
Then why are you saying what you don't mean?
Because you're hoping that they get what
you
say. Boo,
I'm hungry.
You can say, I could eat. I could eat, you know. I don't really. And then he's supposed to pick up.
Why? See, I don't get it. Okay, let me tell you. There are days when I'm not hungry, but then if you're like KFC Zinger Wings, you know, I can do that.
Yeah.
So, are you hungry? I'm technically not hungry, but if you said KFC Zinger Wings, I'd eat.
Okay.
It's a clear statement.
Yeah, okay, but what about when one says, I don't believe in Valentine's, and then Valentine's
rolls out. Yes, we go.
Why you get me no present, though? Why didn't you get me no present?
That girl belongs to Psycho Land.
I know I told my husband that I'm not big on Valentine's, but on Valentine's Day, I was like, you know what? He bought me a gift. Because the day before, I'm like, yeah, this is going to be our first Valentine's Day. You know, let's
do something.
Let's do something. And I was like, yeah, man, you know? And it was a fun experience for both of us, but we didn't do it because of Valentine's.
But here's the thing. You told them the day before, though, that let's experience this. How about that girl who lets you just believe, like, I ain't buying nothing this year? And then on the day of the Valentine's, she's like mad. She's like,
then you as a guy generally knowing that women just...
No, but I don't believe in Valentine's. Me and Mike didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything. Didn't Mike put up by you a Valentine's present last year?
That was last year.
Oh, so this year, did you go on that celebration, Arem, also?
Which celebration?
The one of pagan celebrations and stuff.
Yes, I'm one of those.
But
now.
I was saying,
it's okay. As a fellow celebrationist person, buy the damn gift.
Thank you. Okay, I was saying.
Wow. You're not in a relationship. What are you trying to enter?
No. I'm trying. Guys, I told you I am the guy in this relationship right now.
You're the guy in which you are.
In this three-way relationship that's happening.
Let's hear it.
Okay. My thing is, I feel like if you feel that if your person says one thing and you believe another, right? Wait, if you believe them at face value, then you don't know your person. You know what I'm saying?
No. That's a complicated situation. Right. Because I will speak for Mona Lisa even. Yeah. They are characters like me and her. Mm-hmm. Don't think I'm going to be trying to make you read in between the lines, because me reading in between the lines is crap. I don't want to do that.
That's what,
so are you okay?
Yeah, but
no.
Listen,
you want to talk about
you guys,
it?
Guys,
no. You can. Okay. I'm going to let you be.
Y'all niggas is in the 25% of the population that does that.
All I'm saying is adopt our culture and let's make this 100%. So then, it works.
So then should there be like a workshop for girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll definitely curate it. I would curate it, because the reason why my relationship is not so difficult is because you say what you mean and you mean what you say.
Okay, so then here's the thing. I think that even if you're going into a basic relationship, shame. I'm sorry. Okay, if you're entering into any relationship,
always go into a committed relationship. Look at me now.
Jesus is Lord.
You should just always be upfront with your person. And if your person is in the habit, even because relationship, these are things that would have happened even before.
Even before. Yeah, he knows. Valentine's present.
Or if your baby has inclination of loving things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know not on social media, but just buy the item.
Not even for just social media, my nigga.
Go all out.
Let's go all out.
Speaking of going, let's go to the next one.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Why can't women take no for an answer? Like, I'm facing God, ask Kuda. Why do you have to bug him and bugaboo him into saying
he will still say it's bugaboo.
He says no. A no is a no, but why can't women take no for an answer?
Because you're playing like you're going to say yes, boo. Okay?
I was about to say that! Usually, when your dad says no, nigga, you know it's a no. But when I'm like, baby, do you want to go to the movies? Right. Nah. Ah!
Then you want to be convinced.
You're going to stay asking. Because I know when daddy says no, I'm like,
no.
It's a no.
It's a no.
And it's a no.
So then say no, it is definite. Don't blame it on the woman. Okay. That's it.
But that don't mean.
No, but then. Sorry. Just to extend. Just a bit.
Yes, please. You
know when there's that guy that you actually kind of like?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're trying to get him into the frame of being bae. Yeah. Almost baiting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Almost baiting.
Can we understand? Hallelujah.
Yes. Then this nigga ain't actually saying no, but he's not upcoming, right? And this nigga actually thinks that him not being upcoming is saying no. You know? So.
I'm going to bug you. I'm going to bugaboo you.
And a lot. Until you say you like me too.
I'm going to text you. I'm going to say good morning. I'm going to call.
I'm going to call you babe.
I'm going to wear matching t-shirts because I saw you in the morning. Okay.
That's
stalkerish.
That's very creepy.
That's very creepy.
But
okay.
No, but that's cool. The point. Like, if
guys don't know how to say yes. No, because if they did, you'd never had that problem. No, you know? Such a final
and this answer.
Why do most women wait for the guy to initiate everything? Like, let's go out. She says, order when I cook.
Let's go out.
She waits for the guy to do it. You know, even conversation, Chayo, they wait for the guy to initiate everything. Why? Why can't they be counteractive and start something for once?
Because you're dating girls.
No.
I'm a girl and I'm a woman all in one, right? Ah. I like to feel young some days. Mm-hmm. Number one, you are dating a very timid human being.
Okay.
And you know it because you wouldn't have landed a very confident girl and have these struggles. So now that whoever says that this girl is timid, don't be expecting her to show up for anything. Like, what's your damn problem?
I have... maybe it's a stage in a relationship when it's still new. Mm-hmm. And this guy's like, oh, you know what? Let's do something on Saturday. Like, I ain't about to tell you, let's go to the teen room. What if your budget ain't for that? Like, you know how sometimes you tell someone what you want to do and then they be like, I have a problem with that. So sometimes I'm going to be depending with the relationship and where it's at, mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, listen, you tell me what you want to do because I want you to do what you're comfortable with. Because mm-hmm. if I tell you, let's go to Les Port and nigga can't afford that slice of cake.
But you can.
By the way, it's very affordable.
It's very affordable. You can do this. Slice of cake, cup of coffee, and maybe prayers will be there if you're lucky. We were not done, mister. But but that's what I'm saying. But then if now me and you are like me and Mike, I'm like, dude, we finna save up $45.
You know, because okay? We're about to blow up that Les Port budget.
Yes, you know, Les Port budget for the two of us. Okay, so don't be, depends, okay? It depends, right?
Okay, so I'm just going to say it. Like I said, there's two types of women, timid women and confident women. And you are in one of the two relationships. And Rongo and Nini, women, I know women as initiators of conversation.
Yeah, right?
This is not tanga.
Good morning.
Could initiate a conversation.
Unless you have stopped also saying good morning, then I'm going to withhold it.
I refrain from that childish poo.
Even if you did not say good morning, there's rules that I always do. I'ma say good morning to your ass every day. I'ma ask you if you dreamt about me. You need to say nah. And if you didn't dream about me, I'ma ask you who was you thinking about. I see you're like, bitch, you're all up in my grill. Then I'm like, see, now we can address the frustration. When you're happy and I ask you, do you dream about me? You lie to me and say, yeah, babe. I'm like, did you meet me at the marshmallow tree? Then we laugh and we keep it moving.
Oh, Lord.
Initiative team.
You and Begotten have a marshmallow tree in the dreams.
No, so Begotten doesn't like marshmallows, but...
Okay, next VN, please.
No, but like... All right.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, no, but...
Okay, I feel like there's certain times, women, okay, as a working woman, you know.
Yeah, how them.
Damn it ass.
I feel like I would sometimes get too busy to be initiating conversation, you get what I'm saying?
Sorry, don't be in a relationship if you're busy. I am sorry. if you're busy, don't be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Babe. Because a relationship requires work.
It's a full-time job.
And a relationship is a damn full-time job.
That's what I'm saying. A relationship is a full-time job.
I'm a greet you every morning. Just say.
Thank you. Just like, I've made all my friends my face. Like when I'm feeling... Sorry, okay.
Okay, I promise. This is the lastest one. Lastest. Why are women such attention-seeking animals? Why? I don't understand that. Like, look at all the Twitter hashtags, like you took off last week. Dimples, women. Curves, women.
I know men with dimples and hips.
Drop your cleavage, women. Why? You never have my hashtag, you are rooming, like, show us your six pack or something like
hashtag
that.
Hashtag
no,
men are trash.
It's always women. Why are you searching for so much attention? Why?
So is okay. Your question on attention, or is it just like thirst traps?
Everybody damn be needing attention. You wouldn't be on social media if you are not seeking attention. Let's
no,
just put
that
out
did
there.
You see that he, after he points out women like attention, then he said that there's never things for guys to get attention. He
wants
attention.
No, true. He but let me just answer him. Assets. You missed out on the sweatpants challenge where you were showing that you got a... Yes. And you missed out on the men are trash one. You could have engaged on that one. You missed out on the
genuine.
The genuine one. Yes. And you missed out. Well, if you do have a bae, ask Kumbakwedu, we run I love your bae competition every day. So.
Well, hey, explain.
We love us. We love attention, guys. Can I go to one? Not in a kid's account. Don't know if you're out. Saga Morugu is up on social media because muda attention.
Like, oh,
technically, yeah, but the internet has got free space for us to save our memories. Sorry, you are our friend. If you don't want, block thyself.
Ish.
But generally, when we put it on the internet, we want you to like.
But,
oh,
sorry, if
like
I can
attention.
Wait, if I can
I felt,
just.
Sorry,
oh,
sorry.
Okay, go
yeah,
ahead.
Sorry.
Then okay, I'll do the thing.
Okay, no, oh, business owners first. Hey.
Yeah.
Working
respect.
Women.
Yes.
But anyway, I was saying attention-seeking people like myself.
I like this honest conversation.
I know.
Give me life.
Employed their friends as my attention givers. When I'm feeling needy, I will look for you.
I'm sorry. Okay. When I'm feeling needy, I will look for you and mm-hmm. I will come and I will just snuggle with you.
Mm-hmm.
As a female, as my friend.
Oh. Even a guy one.
As a, oh as a friend. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because... we all need to kuku kaka kaka. You know, just it's nice having human contact. I feel like the social media nonsense has actually made us less attention seeking.
So you call up your friend in order to snuggle.
Hey, endo kuna toya nongo gara basta ipa kundo ngo kupuruzira shoto fire.
Ah, I feel used.
Guys, because I thought Mwanaka nakaka nazo ana obe. If there was a guy who ever put me on friend zone, makambozia inon the expand friend zone.
What does that mean?
Data and credit.
What?
Like, you know the guys that you put on friend zone because
yeah.
you don't like them?
Yeah.
Then there are guys who put you on friend zone, like, now we can be friends.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I'm a holla and snuggle it. Those are the ones that I'm a call and tell them that my heart is painful. Those are the ones that I'm going to tell that, nigga, I'm not sure about Chamisa, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the same guys that I'm going to talk about. Like, I got a lot of things, and those are the ones who I expand all of that. So
wow.
when you ask me why do women like attention, you likely put her on friend zone.
Oh.
And how to feed
so it's your fault.
Congo feed this an affidization scheme.
I actually have no I can't follow that up. Okay.
Why is it ladies they expect us to be like cuckoo, know everything, know what they want, know their color. Know what they want to eat, the ring that they want to wear on their wedding, know the number of babies that they want, know the everything, almost like everything.
Because you're not having grown folk conversations with this girl.
Nah, this is the conversation that you have when you're starting off a relationship.
What
do you like to eat? Pizza. Do you think when you have
That's
children, how many children do you want?
Four.
Three. That's... Do I want a ring that is more expensive than the wedding?
No.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying, that people are not having actual conversations, they're just talking.
In the beningi.
Okay. They're just talking,
you know,
and they're not actually engaging.
You know, remember when you meet
Hansi, you want
meet
us
someone.
To be Google.
No,
I just Wikipedia you, nigga. Give you information.
Or you be like a girl and actually use Facebook stalk and, you know, just search. People's lives online.
Hey,
you
me, I don't do
like
that.
Flash, please.
Guys,
any information that I enter
store.
Into your... Yes, store it. Because if I'm just talking, I'll be like, ooh, I love that purple blazer. And then next time it's like, ooh, I love those shoes. And they happen to be purple. My favorite color is what, nigga? Purple. It's
get
one
it?
Plus one equals two.
Get
okay.
It?
Well, but then at times it can be a coincidence. Just ask. And then you just ask.
Because
it's a coincidence.
And sometimes it might change.
Yeah, Wofurapa Inon's Chi, that gem place.
Yeah.
It's got a purple shoe that's really lit. Mm-hmm. And you pass by and it's got this purple jumpsuit that's really lit. But then your actual color is like hot pink. It happens.
That's true. Happens.
Basically.
But listen, those are first preliminary questions. You are. Hey. If you want a first date to be lit, my nigga,
top questions.
You're on a 24 in the top 10. Ask your potential future to know how to on a level of seriousness. Ask her things that are just basic. Then you ask her about goals and vision and what. But those are our questions generally because we don't want to be. Because
you don't want to waste time.
Yeah, your favorite color is neither here nor there for us.
Yeah. Actually, favorite colors say a lot about people. Cause speaking from an artistic perspective.
Well, yeah, cool, see? All right.
That is you.
So what I'm saying is I will legit play 25 questions with you. I will legit play 25 questions with you. Like, I'll ask you questions, like random.
Random questions.
Random.
I have 10 random ones, but then they're not random. Like at first call, even at the bar, that's what I used to do. Oh, see, I didn't play Candy Crush. But if a guy came to me and was like, hi, your name? What do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. To be precise, what do you do from 8 to 4?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then if you say, Ndo Sanganisa, and I just turn around and look for another nigga who wants to talk to me. It's done.
Yeah.
So now, what's your favorite colors in a bus?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
those are now like little details that
fill in the color. Yeah, that's in the painting.
But we want you to know because we feed you the information. Yes. Nobody said you should grab it from the sky. It is available to you. Ask.
All things are available if you only ask. Is that not in the Bible?
First of all, even that can be interpreted many different ways. This nigga is trying me.
He's been trying you, bruh.
Okay. All right. I think we're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
I don't understand how women ask you about a show that both of you have just started watching. Like, what's that guy doing? Who is that guy? Who do you think is the killer? I don't understand.
First of all, if it's a freaking mystery movie, I want to know if you're thinking what I'm thinking is correct. Because if I think the butler did it and you think the maid did it, I want to know why you think the maid did it. I want to see how you think. But if we are watching it together, I want to see if you're... Because, you know, some people will be like zombie out.
Hey, Mona Lisa, you are Zimsek. That bitch be dumb if she asking you those questions. Like, we're both watching it, nigga. No, I didn't watch it before you for the very reason that I want to be as intrigued as you are.
Okay, so I'm going to say...
I want to know what you're thinking. It's a conversation piece.
Can I just...
Can we discuss this after the
after
movie?
But if it's CSI, guys, if it's CSI...
Because I'm a strong woman.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like you ask these questions because, you know, you're trying to put your bum up in there, you know, trying to get his attention. But he's. You want to make sure that in as much as we're both watching this movie, not really, he's also paying attention to you.
My nigga, that's the most honest thing I've ever heard. I want your hands all over me. That's why I'm asking, who do you think the killer is? Kill me right now.
Oh gosh.
Like we just want attention.
It goes back to the attention.
And by the way, sometimes it would have been you who chose the movie and I'm not fucking with that.
Like Saga to Shibu to go. Second, is it Hogwarts? What is it? What's going on? Who's the Wakanda?
Is it going to be a Star Wars or a Star Trek? What is the actual difference?
Don't ask me.
Yes, I watch these movies and I'm like...
I think it's so long. When I,
okay, next one.
Oh, Lord.
Aren't we going to the next section yet?
No, behavior is the worst.
To ask you a question, like the one you put on your status, is actually why girls can't seem to make their minds up.
Wait, isn't this it's similar? Oh, no, wait, sorry. Okay, just to add to that one. Hanzi, someone sent me a message and they're like, why is it that people, they've got mood swings and...
Well, that one is coming. It's coming.
Sore. The jamba.
Like, by making up, what do you mean? Like, I have options of which shoe to buy, and I only got $5, and like, there are 5 pairs, and I don't know which one I want. Is that the question?
Generally, men get discombobulated
when we start
shopping, right? It's like getting into a supermarket. I've seen Begotten bamboozled by the idea of being in a supermarket. His only task is to push the trolley. So I stand there and I look at the cooking oil and there's like 2 cents difference. But then
that's when I better help.
And he's like 10, 9, 8, 7. Then I pick one. Then we move 1-2 steps and I take back from the trolley and I go pick the other one. Guess what? Women's minds have got like a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Please be patient. Mm-hmm. It's not like we can't make up our mind. At times, we're just a little conflicted. But when the mind is made up, you see us moving on.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So this is when you have 5 bays. We want you, huh?
How do you make up your mind?
Yes, you see. But definitely when I've picked you, that you are the one.
You are the one,
you see. Because sometimes even I myself, if I get into a restaurant and I want something, like, you know what, I really want the burger, but at the same time, this chicken looks delicious. But
the rib short rib Adam looks very lit.
Yes.
Then Nyasha says, you see, try the onion rings.
Try the onion rings. But they only got $3. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes it's okay. It's not only you, Bubu. We also get...
All I'm saying is to understand women. I know why you don't get it. Exercise absolute patience.
Zen
yourself.
Just go to your quiet corner.
Guess what? If you do that, she quickly makes up her mind. Then if you go to a restaurant, I know of a friend of mine.
Yes.
Who buys food for you.
Okay.
You sit down and then they're like, I'll have a short rib and then she'll have a... So, because I'm your homie, I'm like, hold the fuck up. Like, what are you doing? I'm so used to taking chicks out and then they don't make up their minds. Then I'm like, do I look like one who can't make up a mind? And it's like, nah. It's like, give me the menu.
And then you're like, 5 minutes later.
You know how the SpongeBob goes, 15 hours later.
Yeah, still trying to decide,
you know. But anyway, just in general, I really feel that women make up their minds, just not as quickly as men, because men are out here trying to be Steve Jobs, wear the same kind of shirt, wear the same kind of jeans. That's your problem. And if you don't become a billionaire, car, you have to deal with me again being undecided about yours.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry about that Steve Jobs thing. If I could, I really would wear the same clothes over and over.
This whole working woman business, just have time to do makeup and everything.
See,
and
that's the brilliance about it. I wear a uniform. I have standard clothes. I don't have to choose anything.
No, you have to choose your lipstick. Like, what you're going to do with your hair, which watch, which shoes.
I don't wear jewelry on my hands.
So, just for the recorder, me and you are on the same boat.
Yes.
But there's other things that I'm not decided on. I can decide on wearing because I think fashion is a waste of time.
Amen.
Jeans and t-shirt, pah, gone.
Yes.
Sneakers, whatever, gone. Mm-hmm. Right? But if you get me into the grocery store, different store.
It is too late. No, grocery store, for me, it's the two aisles. It's spices.
1 cent difference, guys.
I know, right? It's like, but it's worth it.
Sorry, Nyash.
It's the spices and it's the hair products.
I kind of figured. Like, do I want the avocado? But then, no, but the Jamaican coconut all seems to be okay. But avocado.
No, the thing is, it's the price. The prices, guys, this country.
Welcome to my world.
Okay. Anyway,
in an SA supermarket, I might just go crazy.
It's not that in
discount.
$7.99.
Anyway,
that is not the point. We're not talking about shopping. We're talking about
making up our minds.
Yeah, and also just
women try to make know when we do make our mind, we have made up our mind.
Right? Like if I make you my bae, I don't want you trying to be optioning me because I just done made up my mind.
And I've removed all the other options from the board. It's only you now.
So. We don't want these complications that you think because I wasn't making up my mind.
You when can I also not make up your
when
mind.
When I haven't said yes, it's because I'm still thinking. And women are allowed to think.
Okay, so take away.
In the Bible.
Be patient.
Somewhere.
Read the Bible. And and just when we have made up our minds, we've made up our minds.
We will tell you.
Next section, please. Ding, ding, ding.
Really, really, though. Really, 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 though.
So why I'm the one introducing this section is because generally my relationship is rigged. Drama is not our portion. It's a rule. No drama.
Oh.
But the section is called relationship drama, okay? So there are people who are just extra. Like, she woke up today and she wanted something, and then in the afternoon she didn't want the same thing, or she woke up today and she wasn't talking. Why wasn't she talking? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? What did you do? I don't know. And we're all just bumbled. So why I'm introducing it, because I'm generally just loud, a little less louder than Mona Lisa, but Mona Lisa's department maybe.
So that's why the rest of us get swallowed by the noise queens.
This is your section, Nyasha. Drama things.
Hi, nonsense.
Why are women...
Oh, this is the other part of question one and two.
Enemies of communication. Like, unaona munhu akatomudhura, but asida kutaura kuti what's wrong. I'm not a psychic as a guy. I don't understand that. Why not just say what the problem is instead of kungomudhura and just wait thinking that I'll play psychic and find out what is wrong?
In Nango, personally speaking, okay, and the mood do it, but I get quiet. Why?
No.
If we're having an argument,
I'm seated with the guys on this one.
Right. If we're having an argument, and I see that I'm about to go into territory of saying words that I cannot and will never be able to take back, I'm a step away. I'm gonna be like,
it's called calling a time out.
I'm like, dude, okay,
can you like calm down?
This is why I'm like saying I don't
anti-mood. Use your words.
Like, anti-mood, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, okay. Can we take this up like in the next 15 minutes?
Wait, sorry.
Because you being, I don't know.
No, but then here's the thing. There's certain social misconceptions that exist that probably came from our parents as well. Kuti, if varku kutsiura, right? They're what's the English word?
Reprimanding you.
That one. And then you go quiet.
That's too strong for what Nyasha needed. But okay.
Anyway, they're the lighter version of reprimanding you. And then you just go quiet and they can see that you're very bummed about it. You in your mind, you're firing back. But you can't.
this nigga's out here, don't know what I'm going
to do. You can't fire back. And because you can't take these things, there's respect and other things that need to be taken into consideration. And then our parents instilled us into our subconscious that kumudura ikoko. So whenever you're in an argument or someone is saying something that they feel like you don't agree with, to them immediately, watomodura. That's where I feel that's where that's coming from.
I have a question. You know, there are other girls, like I've seen it. I know what guys are talking about. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yesterday we was cool when we went to bed, and y'all been to boarding school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you wake up the following morning.
She's not talking to you.
Ah, talking is the least of your worries. She's just got this face, like She's looking confused about life and confused about you at the same time, mad at you. Like, what happened?
Okay, so I'm mildly very,
moody.
Very mild. No, not moody. Mildly guilty of that, like, okay. Face thing. It's sometimes it's not even about you. It's about internal things that are going.
Did shit happens after an argument, please.
Oh, yes, it does. But then others just wake up like
no,
that.
No, some people so just wake up like that.
People wake up moody. When, yeah, yes. They do that. So, like, I really feel like people don't. They think that maybe it's because chirungu chaka uya neva rungu nengarava and stuff, right? But when somebody says, "How are you?" Utilize that question.
Amen.
Us every day in the morning before we do our daily vows, it's morning, babe, you look beautiful. Oh, thank you, my king. You know, all the nicety things. It's like, how are you? No, I'm good. Spiritually, how are you? Feeling a little bamboozled. I'm not really centered and stuff like that. Is there anything I can help you with? I don't know. Physically, how are you feeling? I think I'm okay. I think I should take a walk. Do you want to go exercise with me? Yes. And then when I'm not feeling well psychologically, I'm like, you know what? I kind of need time to process.
Okay. Yeah.
When you say that, that nigga gonna get what's going on in your head and gonna give you space to calm the fuck down and do what you need to do, and then you'll get back to him.
What if you say, I don't know?
It's okay.
It's okay not to know.
Not knowing is an answer. What's wrong? I don't know, not Habana.
Yes, you can't say nothing and expect
like,
someone.
You're like, I'm feeling some type of way, but I don't know how I feel. They give you the sufficient space and necessary space for you to figure that
this
out.
This goes back to communication. If you don't have proper channels and ways of expressing and hearing the other person,
yeah,
you're going to find yourself in the space where
I agree. But then boys also give us moods, guys.
No, but God, there's reason for that.
No, why?
And when in my frustrations, you wanted to take them out.
On me. On me. I wasn't feeling like being frustration relieving.
Sorry, bigotten.
No. Take joy back. That's not the case.
I'm joking.
Like I said, we don't have drama issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, I've had exes who are just like, oh my freaking gosh. I just don't feel like getting greasy with you. You get mad at me. On your next one.
One thing I don't understand about women is they claim that we guys are not serious about relationships and stuff. But when a guy really opens up and really tries to show that lady that he really loves her, sometimes they have these huge walls around them. Yet you show yourself, you know what, I'm into normal die and stuff. But still, those walls are there and they're never broken. And sometimes we suffer because of other guys on God before. I don't even understand how women operate really.
He doesn't operate.
Do you know, okay, he sounds so genuine, ka?
It's
but
like,
I feel like there's either this girl, and I say it with so much kujidora, and you know, either she's way out of your league and wakango juma une beg risinga iti, huh?
Mm.
There's always that conscious behavior that girls do, speaking from experience plus my friends, right? So you may love this person, but then they technically don't love you. They love what you give them.
I don't
right?
know.
So she's always going to close you out in certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's that type of person who has gone through the most,
mm-hmm,
auntie. And if you've had the conversation about what they've gone through, ha, also, my nigga, try to defrag the wall one brick at a time.
You can't just expect it to just come down like Berlin Wall.
Yes, I mean, if they talk about it, those are my thoughts.
Okay, so for me, I feel like people have walls for a reason. They don't, they've been built because of experiences and because of things that have happened in their lives. So for you to just come in and expect them to crumble just because you've expressed that you love me, lots of people come through and do the same thing.
The guy who hurt me came through and said he loved me.
Exactly. So you either you have to give her time to fully realize what you're doing for her, or just pack up your love and go.
I think people should learn to first know their person's insecurities about
yes.
life. Then when you say you love me, learn to starve my insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So generally, I'm scared of being cheated on. My nigga, put my fingerprint on your damn phone, right? Make your phone accessible to me. Not that I want to look at it, but if I know that it's accessible to me,
mm-hmm,
I think the chances of you cheating are very low, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I am so paranoid that you discuss certain things about me with your friends, let me hang out around your friends and make your friends like me for who I am. Type of thing. So there's many insecurities that people have, and your responsibility is to starve those insecurities. You cannot be part of the insecurity.
Yeah.
Can I check up phone roll 50 times a day?
Call me 51 times.
Thank you. Then you'll be best.
Yeah.
So,
what does it mean when a girl sort of wants to break up with you, but she only won't break up with you because you tell her that you won't want to be her friend afterwards?
What?
I didn't
he's saying no. What he's saying
boys
is
boys move on faster.
He's asking Kuti, why do girls refuse to be broken up with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because the guys when the guy says that he's not going to be her friend afterwards, I feel like that's a very kinda.
Yeah.
There are some girls who are unable to cut off just like that. Like, you know how emotionally.
Yeah.
People need to let it drift. Mm-hmm. You know, not like, "Rrgh! I don't talk to you tomorrow morning. It's just done." Mm-hmm. There are some people who are like emotionally incapable of closing a door and letting it stay there. Mm-hmm. So if you tell them like, "We're not going to be friends anymore," she's going to start panicking. Especially if those that, you know, that those type of girls who are like super, 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 the whole like you guys were like one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some people can be really hard to separate from you. And I guess that's why some people want to stay friends for a little while until they find some other journey.
Also, I feel like before you as the guy had time to prepare yourself for this breakup.
I think
she didn't. So she needs that time to get away from you emotionally, like you're saying.
Like, this, like there's some times when unengwaramba munhu like 5 months ago. By the time you're like, dude, we can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. You have already emotionally dealt with it.
Exactly.
You are already done. You are ready to step to the next dude like, yo, like,
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just need to like process. I think I'm one of those people. So I've never dated anyone who isn't my friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have this good friendship. That's why I was willing to be in a relationship with you.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out.
But
that doesn't mean that
the friendship
is gone. Mm-hmm. So for me, it took. I've got an ex who told me straight up that if you had to get married or whatever, would cut communication,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I'm like, oh, so you're cool with being my ex and being my friend now when I'm not with anybody, but you're going to cut off communication when I now find somebody else, which means that you're wasting my time. I should not be investing in this friendship to start off with.
Because there's right? low-key and in
then,
love with you.
Yeah, no, whether you're low-key in love with me or not, don't tell me that we're friends and I'm literally growing a friendship with you and then you want to cut that off when I've made an investment. Mm-hmm. When he said that to me, I cut that bitch off right immediately. Like, let's just stop putting time and energy into it. And when I met my bae, that nigga was long gone, you know? But so some girls don't want that because initially you started off being friends. And there's something about your relationship that
grounds her.
That not grounds her, but then that's value adding to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So even when we're breaking up, we're no longer romantically connected. There are boundaries of the friendship, but then I don't think the friendship must totally end. Right? Okay. And then there are people who your exes and you're like, fuck that nigga. Yeah, he can stay. I don't want to be friends with him. You know what I mean?
And I find it interesting because there's a situation with Tamar and Vince.
Yeah.
They're filed for a divorce, hey? But they still work together as manager and artist. And they're also still staying in the same house because of whatever Logan, their kid. And they are maintaining that they're still friends, but they're not together anymore.
Yeah,
they're not married anymore. So I'm thinking, like, won't these boundaries fall one day? Because I feel like it's a slippery slide.
It is a slippery slope, but let me tell you something that Bay told me. He was like, when you are done with something, you completely cut it off. He's a firm believer of no, like the only other person who has cut off out of his life and is willing to be friends with is the mother of the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, well,
the kids.
There's the kids. But everybody else, it's like, ain't nothing left for it. So it's cut it off.
Why are you wasting time?
Well, yeah. So cut it off. There's no investment. So you'll find that there's people who have things that tie them and they can't be erased. No.
Kids. Which is why.
Kids. Yeah. But when you have nothing that, when you have nothing that holds you or binds you guys together, we'll drift out of it. But yeah, generally, if I am friends with my exes, which I bury people, like, dine graveyard young. Bury you, put a tombstone by. If you come back, use a ghost, and human beings don't interact with ghosts.
Okay, that was very deep.
My points.
Wow, next year, please.
I think we should go to the next one.
Yeah, the lastest.
The is
last
it the last one? Ha! Oh.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thank whoever came up with this idea.
You're welcome.
So, what I don't understand about women is why would a girl or a mkazi like beg an ex-boyfriend to stay in his mentions or WhatsApps, whatnot, if she's already in another relationship? What would a beg like, shall Sandy see, whatnot, that kind of thing? Why do women do that? Is it really like you are confused or you don't know who you love or what? I don't understand.
Sorry, can I just call out this girl?
I don't understand.
She's not the rule. She's an exception. So we can now discuss the exception. I don't think that all women are like that, especially if you move on. I don't even want to see what my exes do, but I like them to see what I do. So I might just ask you to keep me in your mention.
No, ma. This one actually kind of, I think it goes back to the one that we just spoke about, where people don't want to let go. They can't let go because there's certain things that you're used to having this person in your life. So you want to stay in some sort of comms with them so that they can see you flourish or you see them flourish and making sure that they're okay or whatever. I mean, there's just something comforting, maybe.
Come with it, girl.
So, hey. In my past life as a black widow, what I used to do.
Oh, you used to have that black widow thing.
I did.
My Pocha, God bless your soul.
Oh, Lord, you're such a lucky person. Because, anyway, I used to live. There was a time where I would love to play with people's emotions, especially exes. No, I'm honest, don't judge me.
No judgment.
So here's the thing. I would be like, yes, don't go, just to see that I still have that thing, you know, like just to be like, hey, if I say hey at 11 and you wake up from your bed and you say, oh, hey, too, I'm like, yeah, still got you. I don't really want anything. I didn't really want anything. I just wanted the satisfaction of saying you might be.
I wish you guys could see the sadness that just went over me.
I know.
So mean.
That's why I say black widow. I used to choke.
I agree. Men. I'm not judging.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
It's such mean. So such yeah. So sometimes. It's not really. It's about control. It's about control. It's about feeding someone else's ego. She's just trying to feed her own ego. Okay, and she's just trying to control you. So if you see that you're the ex, and even though she's got a new man now, she still tries to reach out. It's nothing good for you, sweetie.
I agree.
It's nothing good
for
you.
She's just trying to play with
you. Yeah, she's just trying, and she is definitely playing with you because she out here like, well, let me text him. Let me text him. And you're here like, hey, and she's like,
because that's such a mean thing to do.
This one actually.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Ufunge, like, I think, belong, if there were any categories of life, I think I belong in the mean girl section.
Mm-hmm.
I find that very.
So yeah, like I used to actually be that person once upon a time, and then it was something that was deeply rooted in the relationship that I once had. But that's a conversation for another day.
this question is actually linked to another question. I got a message. Someone said to me,
"Hey, get a lot of messages, huh?"
No, it was pertaining to this. They couldn't
like
send
an eye on the other guy's inbox. All right,
they could not send their voice notes.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
why couldn't they send their voice note?
You know, some people what?
Wait until you get home.
Ano kangano?
Okay,
tell us
what was the text.
Listen, that's irrelevant. The point is the message said. The message said, so this girl's in a relationship. And he was like vibing with her, and it was getting to those levels where you're like almost side niggerish. You see, it almost bayish, and he didn't feel comfortable with it. But why was it okay? Why is it okay for girls to do that? Why do they feel it's okay to do that?
She's on her way out in the other relationship.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. She is no longer with that guy.
She checked out a long time ago. She's just now waiting to.
She's
exit.
Just yeah.
So she's looking for her next net.
Yeah.
Yeah, and possibly,
and nobody likes being lonely. No, so
transitions.
Yeah.
NTA.
Mnanga go governments chichichi ndozo wangu chichiti
like sometimes muna I think about some skwana rimwe I don't know. I'm just saying.
Perfect example.
Yes, some people don't want to leave the job until they find the next one.
There is no woman who is in a loving relationship
who's
got time to entertain another nigga.
You'd,
it's like only you when they're about to exit that they start entertaining another nigga.
I actually because like to what differ. No, but I'm sorry if I can just...
It's a full-time job.
Yes.
You can't have two full-time jobs.
No, said. Here's the thing. Some people are fully committed to the next person, right? But then there's a lull in the relationship, and so they...
There's a what?
Like a depression.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. A lull. Okay. Like a like lullaby.
Ah.
Lull.
It's a down moment.
Yes.
Or you guys are going through issues.
Yes, you're going through issues or whatever, so you start to entertain other people. So it might... It's very selfish of the girl. No, we're not approving
boys
this.
Boys also do that. I'm
yes, but this is not about them. This is about the girl.
Nyasha, which side are you playing for? Which
I know, but then she's on? Being fair. She's being fair. She's like, if we had to check somebody, we would have to check the girl. Like,
exactly. She was in the wrong. Until the guy himself, he's the one who ended up saying to the chick, "Brami, I don't feel comfortable. You're with someone," and this conversation.
And how did that go? Why did he let it go that far, though?
Because he was feeling some type of way about it. He really did like her.
Dude, I like you, but you're in a relationship, so yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what ended up happening.
Later, after it almost done. After it was almost falling to the thing, to the snooze, right?
I don't know, but the point is,
it doesn't make sense. You should have been like, when you saw that you in the field, you should have been like, no, why were you
like, I mean, I'm in the field
there?
To go to shoot in the hoop to make a score.
There's like a few,
no,
that's like 4 or 5 games.
No, just mentioned it. No, I'm gonna be real with you guys. Mm-hmm. There's people who are your friends. Right,
yeah.
George, for instance,
George
is our boy.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's got his girlfriend and everything.
Yeah,
and she's like our mm-hmm. favorite Murora, whatever. She's our mm-hmm. girl. Those are friends.
Those yes. are friends.
Then you have that nigga who comes and is like, "Yo, what up?"
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, let's do coffee.
Mm-hmm. Then we do coffee.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you think you got a friend?
He's now in the what? In the playing field.
Yeah. Uh huh.
He's now in the playing field. We're friends
mm-hmm.
in transition.
Uh-huh.
And mm-hmm. when you see that as a guy, you are now in the playing field.
You know.
The potential of you doing scoring. A capini, shooting mm-hmm. post to post is very possible.
Yes.
Make things clear.
Like, I want to shoot and score.
You know? Mm-hmm. I want to do that. And then if she's being the selfish that she's being, mm-hmm. she's going to let you know, nah, nigga, I feel my nigga, but having conversation with you is really
that's
good.
Nice.
Then when you're going to go to kuma teres, wobuda om.
Yeah, but remember, we spoke about earlier that 50-75% of womankind doesn't know how to do that. They don't know how to be blunt.
No, it's not bluntness. It's opening your mouth, using the most polite words you can ever find in your vocabulary.
Yeah, but he's a so, I was saying to these niggas, why is it that boys cannot, they don't, you try to be polite because you don't want, I mean, you're going to interact with these people. Right?
Did you know that no is a polite word?
Listen, I'm Panda Pedza.
Okay.
So then I was explaining to someone else, Kuti, this was the situation, ABCD happened, and I said no in a nice way. With guys, you need to be very, very direct. So maybe in actual fact, when women say no and we seem indecisive, we're just trying to be polite and you don't hear it. So to all the ladies who are listening to this podcast, be very, very, don't be rude. Be very direct, but don't be rude.
Shango rudeness at times, you know? Like, it just shuts shit down. Shut shit down. But yeah.
Anyway.
This has been fun, guys.
Yeah. It was super fun.
I still hold the disclaimer. No woman is the same as the next woman. I'm sure we're also going to do a girls don't get it and go like, why do guys do this? We're asking about that idiot that existed in that person's life. We don't believe that we don't believe that human beings are like the same. But then there's certain patterns that society has crafted that people tend to follow. Like we like kunyengererwa and tudonyengwa nyengwa tsatta tavumao kuita o girlfriend and everything else that you don't understand, guys and girls, mm-hmm. open your damn mouth and speak.
Ask. So basically, I think it's time to close this.
Oh, you guys don't have last words? Cause
oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, my bad. My bad. Sorry, Mona, go first. Because I let a blank just now.
Yeah, communication is very important in any type of relationship, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, mom and dad, cousin, and whatever.
True.
Just open your mouth, say what you mean what you say. Because we can't be out here playing guessing games. It's life too short. Okay, my get annoyed in don't forget to annoy guys. Okay, let's just be clear.
My nigga.
Sure.
Okay. I think I got one. Don't look at. Okay, so I think I'm just gonna repeat what everyone has said. Look at each person individually.
So adorable.
Thank you. Maybe this will gain me a bae. No shame. Each person goes through different phases in life. You can't judge them by that one particular phase. So in order to do that, you need to get to know the person, to what got them to that place. Get
Ask
to
me my
did you
favorite
say no
color?
But yeah, so my social media, so you can find me. And if you have other questions about why, what you don't get about girls.
Oh, why she's single?
Yeah.
Because I'm a psych.
I'm on Instagram, nyasha.timbeza. I'm on Twitter, nyasha_timbeza. I'm on Facebook, Nyasha Natasha Timbeza.
Well, you can find me on the Flaming Arrow on every social media. But these days, I hang out on my base page. So the teacher expect us. But we talk politics. We don't talk mushy things. And then if you like us, follow us on Begotten Sun Snapchat. Lit stories for days.
And I am Mona Lisa Chishato on Facebook, Miss Mona_263 on Twitter and Instagram, and crosslifestyle.com on WordPress. This has been I and the other guys
in the episode
in
of
the
guys.
Yes.
You could also just like follow us on the Noob Nation, right?
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Oh, actually, forget our handles. Find us on the Noob Nation page. We're likely to answer you there, because if you DM me, my man gonna find you and bite your head off. I'm joking. So the Noob Nation page.
He's a vegetarian.
Hakuna monagade. Hakuna. Guys, follow us on the Noob Nation page, Noob Nation on Twitter and Instagram. But if you throw in all of your questions there, we'll definitely give you a shout out and we'll talk. And thank you to everyone who listens to our podcast. You guys make us the best every day. And guys, go back to those tribe what voting things. We just like winning. Guys, vote for us. Vote for us. Like, just vote. Go click
capital 263.
And also, if you're really interested in just being a stray one of these days, just DM us, hey? Noob Nation, just like, yo, guys.
How do you say a stray? Ain't nobody like being called a stray.
Okay, if you want to be a VVIP on 919.
Say that voice. See, when you use that voice, who doesn't want to be a VVIP?
I know, right? I'm like, how much does it get to VVIP? Guys, it's been real fun. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Capital 263.